What's that sound? This is an exclusive. ROGMusicAfrica.com.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what time it is? I mean, you know what we came here to do. Every single time we hop on the scene, you know, we're always bringing something crazy. You know, something exclusive, of course. You know, we got them hot boys. You know, we got them young giants in the game coming true every once in a while. You know, so, you know, without too much talk, you know, without talking too much, we got Sean Natural in the building, man.
What's up?
What's good, bro?
I'm good, boss. Yeah? I'm good. I'm happy to be here, boss.
Yo, it's great to see you, man. You know, I be hearing you on the radio and everything. You know, we just had to bring you in, you know?
Yeah, we're just trying.
You know, we just had to bring you in and break down a couple tins, you know?
Yeah.
So, first things first, man. Let's talk about this Gyrate record, okay? Tell me about it, the process behind the record.
I get on before no be property. Me my mushu. Gyrate is a beautiful song. It's a positive song. Right. And it's actually a prayer for hustlers. And, you know, if you're walking and, you know, you have your eyes on the go.
Yes,
it's just like the song for you, the right song for you. That's just what Jerry's all about. About all right. Also about prayer, about...
All right. Okay, so this is what we do over here on the breakdown, okay? So I need you to break down the lyrics to this song.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is you're going to give me like four lines, and then I'll ask you a question, and then we'll keep going like that.
Okay.
All right?
I get on before no be property. Ori mi ma jemush yo. My worst enemy shiny poverty. While I talai. E dami ma jemush yo.
Alright, hold up. Let's talk about where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ibadan.
Okay. So what was life growing up like, huh?
Oh my god. Life growing up in Ibadan, yeah, it's fun. You know, it's different from life growing up in Lagos.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, but Ibadan, it's actually fun, really fun growing up in Ibadan. I had my primary education in Ibadan. Then my second education also in Ibadan. Then I went to university in Ibadan too. This is university.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yo, you represented for the whole city.
Yeah,
right now,
I rep Ibi City all day.
Yeah. When did you decide to move to Lagos?
I moved when I got signed to my record label, Kobe Mighty Records, in 2016. I moved 2017.
Okay.
I moved last year, yeah.
To start this
also.
Full time. How's it been going so far?
Yeah,
huh?
It's not been easy, but glory be to God. We're pushing. We're trying.
All right, okay. Next set of lyrics.
Omo pe Gyrate. Osulo nja o je kin rora Gyrate o ye. Eh. Omo gbon Gyrate. Olowo laye mo ma rora Gyrate. Ma rora Gyrate.
So explain what you're saying over there right there.
Gyrate. Omo pe Gyrate means youngin, young boy, young girl. You have to Gyrate because osulonjao means when you walk, that's where you chop. When you walk, that's where
you
eat.
Gyrate means to
enjoy, to live
turn
life
up, yes, basically.
Turn up, yeah. So when you live life, when you hustle, you make your money, then when you, it's as a result of your hustle that will make you gyrate.
Okay.
So that's just what
so basically saying. You're telling the young dudes to work hard
for you to gyrate
and then spend all your money on
the people that people only associate themselves with successful people, with rich people. That's why I say, olowo laye mo ma. If you're not successful, nobody will reckon with you in the society. Nobody wants to relate with you. But if you are really successful, you have grind, you have made a lot of, you know, things work out for yourself before you gyrate.
I got you.
Yeah, that's what's up.
All right, next set of lyrics.
Since when I be konkolo, when I be jantolo, my mama pray say madolo, mumadolo. Now why they grind you? Now why they hustle? Ojojumo munkoramo.
All right, let's switch it up real quick, huh? Because I'm going to ask you this. You've been in Lagos, you know, a year or so, year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, actually, it's not that. I've been in Lagos. No, I was not staying in Lagos, but okay, I was
like
an explicit dance group.
Yeah.
So I was always coming to Lagos, coming for shows.
Okay.
So I think I have the exposure in Lagos.
So what would you say your craziest Lagos experience has been so far?
It's the hold up. Hold up.
It's unbelievable.
It took us 4 hours to get here today.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. 4 hours. I don't know if the president is around or anything.
As in, that's the hold up is a tourist attraction on its own. Yeah, so
people should pay to enter.
Yeah, people pay to enter our hold up. People pay from different countries.
It's terrible, but hey, what can we do?
Yes. It's the hold up.
That shows that a lot of people have places to go, man.
It's only in Lagos that you have that mad traffic. You can't see that any other place, man. You can't see that.
So, guy, next to the lyrics.
Did you see what I've done? I came in a black Benz, left in a white one. But let it sweet me, make I have some fun, yeah. I love the life I'm living. Oh, my life they shine past blink, blink, past blink, blink.
I see you shining, bro.
Yeah, it's just bling bling now. But my life is shining more than what I'm wearing.
All right, let's talk fashion real quick, huh? What's your icon look? Like, how do people know it's you when you're pulling up? When you're pulling up to the club? I mean, I see you got the hair,
I actually used to be on dreads. Okay. I just cut the dread like some months ago.
Okay.
Before the gyrate, and you know, I'm on low cuts now with the tints.
What made you cut your hair?
I just feel, you know,
new just, vision, new energy.
New version, new energy. The Jared's a new wave, and you know, I believe the energy is really crazy. And Groovy School, we are getting more buzz everywhere. So I believe the Jared's will, open more doors. So okay. I just feel it for me to open. Let me enter the new door with another look.
You know, different.
That's what's up.
All right. So next on the list.
On the lyrics. Wait, I still. I love the life I'm living. My life they shine past blink, blink, past blink, blink. Rocking my Versace, rocking my Givenchy. Fumilo more magic. I want more synergy, yeah. More quite gyrate. Oslo and Chao checking Rora gyrate, yeah. More quite gyrate. Olowo lai mo marora jareto, marora jareto.
All right, let me ask this, man. Like, I mean, I'm assuming you see yourself right next to the biggest stars in Africa in a few years, like a few months, years.
Optimism is the key. Yeah, most
You gotta believe it. All right, so who you consider top three in Africa right now?
Top three in Africa: Wizkid, Davido.
Wow, you're the first person to answer so quickly, eh?
Yeah, Wizkid Africa, there's no doubt about it. Wizkid, no Davido.
Right, who gets the number three spot?
I'm trying to put the female. I think the females, I think Tiwa Savage. Queen Tiwa Savage, yeah.
Yo, shout out to Doro Tiwa.
Yeah, big shout out to the Kings and the Queen. King Wheezy, King Davido, and Queen Tiwa Savage. Big shout out to you, man. Big shout out. Big shout out.
There you go.
A big inspiration to us. All right,
since you answered those real quick, I might as well ask you to follow up. Who do you consider top three producers?
Top three producers in Nigeria. Number one, Malik Berry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Chris Beats.
Okay. Chris?
Chris Beats.
Yo, that's an honorary mention for Chris Beats, man. Yeah, if you consider him top three.
Considering his background and where he's from, he's really, really trying for himself, man.
Yeah.
He's really, really trying. And he's my G from way back, so. yes. And, well. There are many producers, big producers in the industry, but Malik Berry. Chris Beats.
Right, you gotta give him the third one. Come on.
Key Dominant.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's very more weird for him. We have many top dogs that. We have Mastercraft, but you know, currently people.
We're blessed with a lot of dope producers, definitely.
In Africa, yeah.
All right, next set of the list.
And that's Terry Apalas.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the third verse then.
Yeah, okay. Oh, baby, Joe Dada. That's actually my. This is my alter ego. I won't call it my alter ego, but this is like my other strong point.
Yeah.
I do Afro pop and R&B, but this is another point of mine that I think is just my eye point. Yeah. Funky Fuji.
Okay.
Oh, baby, Joe Dada. Kini and Soro, Yidada. Yidada. Ike be super lomo, yo. lom oh yo. Oh baby, just a bang bang, kiriti bang bang, yeah. Now level don't show. Plenty ladies for my condo. They say they like the convo, but I know they want the coco, eh. Rocking my Versace, rocking my Givenchy. Fun mi lo mo meji awon mo synergy yeah omo peja rate.
Let me ask this, what would you say your experience with Lagos girls have been so far?
Lagos girls are different from any other girls all over the world. Lagos girls are the best, man.
That's a very good statement to make, huh?
Yes, Lagos state. Lagos girls, give it up for Lagos
girls.
They try. Lagos girls, give it up for Lagos girls, man.
Yeah. So you've been at a lot of different shows, you know, you've been around the block. So what would you say is your fondest experience? Like, what was your favorite place to perform? What city? Yeah, what was the experience like?
My favorite recently was Afrima. I performed at Afrima Village, Music Village, and it was a great honor.
Yeah, where was that at?
Was that via or Lekki at Babbage? Yeah,
okay.
The last Afrima.
Okay, the award
that,
show.
Yeah,
okay.
Held, yeah, the Afrima Music Village.
All right.
I was opportunity to perform, and it was really glorious. It was really wow, and the turn up was really crazy. Was really massive. I really felt honored because when I was introduced by Bengali Nkan. It was like from the largest city in West Africa, Ibadan. I was like, wow, I didn't know that from Ibadan. Wow.
Well, I didn't know Ibadan was the largest city in West Africa.
I know about it.
I think Lagos is the biggest city in West Africa.
Really?
Is Ibadan bigger than Lagos? See these guys. Ibadan
is the largest.
Lagos. Don't let my trolls come for you.
Okay,
carry on,
Jack. No problem. So, you introduced me as one of the fastest rising artists from Ibadan, representing Lagos, representing Africa, and I was really, and it went really well. It was really massive. That was one of the highest points for me. I performed at Shrine recently too, for the Airboy concerts.
Okay.
And many other shows.
All right, that's what's up, man. So next set of lyrics, are we almost done?
Yeah, we're done.
Are we done with the lyrics?
Part, except I will sing Terry Apala's.
Do you know Terry Apala's part?
Yeah, I know his part.
Because it's your song. Shayeju,
Emi Gbelu, bro, Tataju. You go see me very soon. Flexing is my hobby, showing by me. Money won't show much. Emi Gbelu, Auntie Tutu. You go see me very soon. Baka is my hobby, showing by me. Oh, Matio, Matio, Matio. Jackie Shayeju. Jackie Shayeju. That's one of the.
Oh my God. What African countries have you been to so far in your short career?
In my short career, I've been to Cotonou.
You've been to
Cotonou to perform. But I hope to, this year, by the grace of Almighty God, I hope to perform in many big places.
You know, they're going to book you all over Africa.
All over Africa, all over the world, by the grace of God. All
right. Okay, well, there you have it. You know, world famous in the building. You heard it here first, all right? Mm-hmm. You met him here first before he goes on to conquer the rest of the continents, you know, the international stage
that's
and all
sub,
of that.
That's a sub. Who's that?
You know? All right, so real quick, drop your socials and everything so the people can get at you.
Yeah, my real name is Jane Carlo at Sheun Samuel, but Sheun Natural is what people call me. On my IG at Sheun Natural.
Yeah.
My Facebook at Sheun Natural. My Twitter at Sheun Natural.
Yo, what
is Snapchat at Sheun Natural.
Yeah, everywhere, I love the fact that it's consistent, bro. You got
at
a vision.
S H E U N Natural together. S H E U N N A T U R A L. Sheun Natural.
All right. And what inspired the name?
Yeah, actually, when I was in Exclusive, I used to be Honey Boy.
Okay.
Honey Boy, but my boss then just called me, and you know, in the morning, I would lead the morning devotion, the evening devotion, I would sing and all. I would be like, and it was like, guy, you're natural. And he called me natural, and I was like, okay, I think I'm pretty natural. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been showing natural.
But there you have it, people. Yo, we just dropped the bomb for Sheun Natural. Okay, make sure you go get that new record, Gyrate.
Go get it. Gyrate featuring Terry Apala.
It's everywhere, all right? It's everywhere. Just check out his socials and follow the link in his bio. And there you have it. We done.
What's that sound? This is an exclusive. ROGMusicAfrica.com.
Rosa.
Wow.
Thanks, boss.
Young legends.